with the 8 houses being built in Mallow now, it sort of takes a wide range of people out of that bracket where they can apply for SA houses, and I think that's very, very unfair. I think that people that have their own land, especially in rural parts of this county, should be allowed to build SA houses on it, and our council should be facilitating that, because it would help in every aspect with our schools, with our community centres, with our football clubs, with everything. And I think that that policy is one of the policies within the housing department of this county that needs to be changed.
Do you think that there's a chance now that it will change, so that they will be able to facilitate that going forward? The council have, as you said, you know, agreed to carry out a review. What are your hopes on that?
Well, the Director of Service for Housing, Joe Peoples, said that it certainly would agree that the policy within this county probably is a bit tight when it comes to some of those situations. And he says that, you know, there probably are situations where the council executive and the council, you know, area managers can maybe use their own discretion a bit better when it comes to people being allocated SA houses. I have a situation where one family has been offered a council house. They have an application on for an SA house, and they're told now if they take the council house, that automatically rules them out of ever getting an SA house. So that, I think that's very, very unfair, and it's very unfair to those people, and those, that family there has actually been taken out of a rural part of our county and put into a town, and that rules them out of going back to that rural part.